The information presented is for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are not necessarily the opinions of any Daikin company. This information should not be confused for accounting, legal, medical, or other professional advice. Please seek advice from a qualified professional for any specific questions.
Welcome to Accelerated HVAC Success. My name is Ben Middleton. I'm the National Sales Training Manager for the Goodman, Amana, and Daikin brands. Today, we're joined here with Brian Franz. He is the newly titled Daikin Brand Dealer Development Manager.
That's correct, Ben. And wow, what a journey to get here. It's a dream come true for me. And in reality, it's kind of full circle. So, you know, that's it's an honor to be able to be put in this position, the trust behind it, and to be able to really focus on our dealers' development and how they are going to hit their goals and how Daikin is going to support them to get there.
So I start off every episode, and I know you've been on the episode before, just asking how in the world you got into the industry itself, because you started out in baseball, I believe.
I did, yes.
How do you go from baseball to HVAC?
Well, as we know with this industry, HVAC finds you. You don't find HVAC. Mm-hmm. It's not like we go to college and say, you know what I want to do is I want to go do HVAC. We don't think about that. And I went to St. Leo University, and I was going to go into minor league baseball. That was my dream. Worked in college baseball for a little bit. Loved spending time in the minors. But I started noticing that it's a little taxing. Mm-hmm. Those long homestands. When the team's on the road, you're still putting in a lot of hours. Took away from family. And at the time, I mean, 22 years old, we were just getting married. We were just settling down. It was time to really kind of do something different. So I actually left baseball and I went to Bass Pro Shops. So okay. Fun fact.
All right.
And I sold footwear and opened two Bass Pro Shops. I opened the Port St. Lucie store and the Palm Bay store, which again, I was like, well, I'm going to have a career with Bass Pro Shops. This would be a lot of fun. Retail big box. Let's roll with it.
Big fish tanks.
Exactly. And I love the outdoors. I love fishing. If you ever see my truck, I've got the big tent on the back. So being out there, definitely the outdoors is that's my home away from home. And they start talking about opening more stores. It was right around the Cabela's acquisition. And so they're like, hey, we want you to go up to Bristol and do some training. We want you to go to Daytona and do some training. And I finally said, hey, why don't you come work for me? Because one of the rules was you're not moving my daughter away from family. Perfect. And so I started, that was 2013 and 2014. I started with him in May and the rest was history. I came in as a dispatcher. Now, again, this is a kid from Jacksonville, Florida, who had no idea where his outdoor system was. I only knew the thermostat and the air handler because the air handler was outside of my bedroom and it was loud. So stepping into an industry that I knew nothing about, obviously had its own challenges, but it allowed me to have a rookie smart type approach to it. And I love that because Doug Weideman talks about that book all the time. And I read it right before I took this role. Mm. And it allowed me to really see that, wow, if we really take a rookie approach and really look at things from a different lens, take past experiences out of it, it allows us to have a different influence on our culture, on our business culture, on our employees. And that's how I looked at dispatching. I didn't know that at the time. It just was what I was thrown into. But when we looked at dispatch, and you and I have a podcast about dispatch, That's where I fell in love with it, because it was developing technicians, installers, comfort advisors, and taking them to the next level, allowing them to set personal goals, career goals, and then watching them succeed. So as I went through that, it was just really powerful to see. And I always said, you know what? If I'm ever going to do something in the industry further, I was like, I want to be a trainer. I always want to be coaching. I want to be developing people. And I love that side of it. And so I went quickly through, became a general manager within a couple years within the organization, and was able to really start coaching. And that was a lot of fun. We established goals, but they weren't my goals. I knew what the bottom line revenue goals were, but we said, what are your goals as a tech, as a comfort advisor? What do you think you can hit? And let's go hit them together. Well, what did that do? That increased profitability, because now they were in charge of their own reality, or whatever you want to call it, their own destiny. And I watched our service department go from being 400,000 to 1.2 million solely by empowering them to be comfortable at the kitchen table, be comfortable with the homeowner and walking them through solutions, not sales. So obviously that emerged. And then in 2020, COVID hit. And to be super transparent, and I know I've never really talked about that, was the worst, one of the worst times in my life. Because my wife was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And that took a whole different approach on life. You know, you talk about family, we talk about what we want to do, our goals, pause. And for me, I had to take a different look. I was like, what do I do for my family to better ourselves? And this opportunity came up with Daikin to be the Daikin marketing enablement manager. And I jumped at it. I always thought I was going to come as a TSM. Always thought I was going to be a TSM. And never in a million years thought I would work for corporate. Never. And when she was diagnosed, I said, you know, we got to do something different and really have some power behind that. And so Daikin welcomed me with open arms, obviously as a former Daikin Comfort Pro, welcomed me with open arms. And it's been a family ever since. Through her treatment, through everything here. I mean, Houston, we call our second home because she has all her treatment here at MD Anderson. So it's kind of neat to be able to have Houston as our second home as we have such a great support system in Florida. So it's been a journey getting here. It is crazy to think about. So as I said, it's full circle. I started in this industry in 2014, selling Daikin, and now I'm the Daikin brand dealer development manager, and wow. So I get to bring it all together.
That's super exciting to just watch, going from dealer, and then you did a phenomenal job building those marketing programs for dealers so that they could help generate more leads and really, you know, help to raise the brand awareness mm-hmm. within the markets. Super exciting things have happened with Daikin recently mm-hmm. with Daikin Park.
Oh my
and
gosh.
All
yeah.
this other fun stuff that's going on.
Well, you talk about coming full circle again, right? I mean, even where we live in Cocoa, Florida, that's where the Colt 45s, before they were the Astros, that's where they used to spring train. Some of those facilities are still around from the 60s. So I literally go out my front door, turn down a couple streets, and I'm in Astro land already. You know, so it is funny to see that full circle. And also coming from starting in baseball, and now we are a title sponsor of an MLB stadium. Yesterday was such a magical day being able to see that. Seeing what my former team, the Marcom team, was able to do was just powerful. And that was pretty special because I even told myself this was Super Bowl level to me. Like the quality of these commercials, just the heartfeltness around them, the intent was so special to be able to experience that. Made me proud.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's exciting.
It's crazy.
So tell me now about dealer development. I mean, that's really, you know, kind of this next chapter in your life that you're going into. How do you define that? How would you define dealer development in your own words?
Let's pull the layers back real quick.
Yeah.
Right. We know how contractors, dealers, how they want, you know, we know how they act. And what I mean by that is they truly want someone there that is just going to be supportive of them. At the end of the day, it's a relationship that we go in together and we make sure that, okay, hey, we're not just giving you a price book. We're not just giving you a product. We are going to sit here. We're going to define standards. We're going to make sure that you and your organization are going to be qualified to hit those standards. But also, how do we get you to those goals? You may not check all the boxes in our standards, but doesn't mean that you are disqualified to be a Daikin Comfort Pro. We look at the progression and what it means to be a Daikin Comfort Pro. It's pretty powerful. I mean, we look at the selectivity of a contractor. It's less than 2% of contractors within North America can be a Daikin Comfort Pro. That's pretty exclusive. But I like that because even from being a dealer, we want to know that the brand has our back. And I think for me, that was the passion that made me want to work for Daikin, was my TSM believed in my development. We had just finished a training course. I'm sitting in a McDonald's parking lot. This is 2018. Sitting in a McDonald's parking lot, and I'm talking to my TSM, not my business owner, not my boss, not my dad. I'm talking to my TSM in a McDonald's parking lot on the phone. We're talking about raising prices. And I'm going back and forth with him, and he's playing devil's advocate. Okay, what will happen here? What will happen there? And it clicked on me in that moment. Obviously, it's a pivotal moment because I know exactly where I was in at the time. And we said, he said, just do it. I said, well, should I just get approval? He goes, just do it. We raised our prices. I didn't question anything. We went up almost by 50% on a lot of items. The market never questioned it. And right there, from when we took the business, we took a service business, as I said, for 400,000 to 1.2 million was because of culture, a dedicated TSM, and not being afraid to go with the market sees your value. what's the topic that they say, the term that they say, it's get paid for what you know.
Yeah.
You know, and that was how I, that's how we pitched it to our technicians. Get paid for what you know, guys.
Yeah.
You, the, my team, you are the experts in this person's home. Get paid for that. What that allows to do? Well, when you're making more money, you can pour that back into your organization.
Mm-hmm.
So when you ask me about dealer development, those are my goals. And if I look at a contractor and I look at how we do this, I go back to the membership standpoint. We started the Daikin dealer membership 3 years ago. And what has been my stance with the dealer membership since day one? Make it easy, make it hyper local, but also make it for a dealer that they want to participate.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make it all about us. Let's make it about them. And that's what we did. We pulled the layers back on the dealer membership and said, hey, we're not going to market for you. We're going to market with you. Let's not create marketing programs that are going to compete against your already positioned successful television commercials, radio ads, streaming campaigns, whatever you're doing. Let's not disrupt that, but let's give you assets that are professionally done, inexpensive. You can use your tools and you can bake it to what's already working. And that's what took it off. That's what allowed it to succeed is dealer saw, wait, I don't have to spend six figures to get a strong commercial from Daikin. Sign me up. You know, and that's why we're going into the third year of that. And we're taking 10 plus contractors to Bentonville, Arkansas in April to go film with Dave and Jenny on their farm. That's pretty neat.
That is pretty cool.
You know, I don't know of any other manufacturer that allows you to go to a place and film on site with a television personality.
Mm.
You know, and watching the contractors get to do that has been very special. Seeing them come out of their shells, get creative, talk about ideas and pass things along within their business and get other people involved. I always tell them, like, do you have a CSR that answers all the phones? Yeah. I said, go get her and have her do it. Put a voice or put a face to the voice. Allow them to see her as being herself and why she believes in offering ultimate customer experience.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to take the memberships. I want to take the Daikin culture, the Daikin hospitality, and really dive deeper into that when we talk about the loyalty with a dealer and their development. What I don't want to see or hear is my sales professional came, they just threw me a price book and left.
Yeah.
And I know you do such a great job training against that philosophy, but I look at the TSMs that I did not have a good relationship with from other manufacturers, and they were the ones who walked in, hey, here's your price and call me if you need me for anything. We can help you stock capacitors. What benefit does that give me? What value does that drive? What are you doing for my technicians? What are you doing for my comfort advisors to be more successful? If we're not answering that question, we're not developing them.
Well, it's so funny you bring that up. When I was on the contracting side, we had two types of TSMs. There were the TSMs that we saw, and our office was set up, and it just happened to be the way the building was laid out, but it was strategic. We found out real soon. So in the back office where myself and my partner sat, there was a back door. And so we could see when somebody would pull up into the front drive and they were coming into our office. There were some territory sales managers that literally we would sneak out the back door as soon as we saw that TSM show up, because they were the time that they were going to take from us just was not valuable time spent. There were other TSMs, and we always appreciated the TSM that actually called and set up an appointment, gave us a time when they were coming. But there were some TSMs, even if they showed up unexpected, that we were excited to see them, and we went and we actually greeted them at the front door.
Correct.
Because we knew they were going to bring value to our business. And the value was not, here's a flyer, here's a price sheet, here's the donuts, you know, all of that stuff that really didn't mean anything to our business. What it was, hey, I just want to let you know, we've got this really great new program that I think is going to save you a lot of money. And here, let me show you how. We've got this great training that we're bringing in this industry expert, and I wanted you to be the first to know that this person's coming in. We've got limited seats, and we want to make sure you get as many of your people in this class as possible. Those were the types of things that were valuable to us. And you know what? As they brought more value to us, price became less and less the issue.
Correct.
I didn't care how much they charged me. The price was the price. Okay, that's how much the furnace is. Okay, great. I'll mark it up, and we'll go make the money that we need to make.
Correct. No, and it's funny. two different parts of the world. It sounds like our offices were built the same exact way. I had my desk here and there was a door right there. Mm-hmm. And I could see them come up and I would literally walk out. You know, because again, I don't want to hear about price. I don't want to hear about how you have a better product than what my main brand is, mm-hmm. because you have not earned that right to come talk to me that way, first off.
Right.
I had a competitive OEM sit in my chair. I'm like, okay, what are you doing? Like, we're having a stand-up conversation. You're just sitting down. Hmm. Make yourself comfortable, but you're not going to be there for long. And basically saying, hey, you need to commit to selling this much product before you even have access to rebates, our marketing portal, our resources, our co-op. Wow. That's pretty strong to come in here and think, hey, I'm going to take you away from a brand that you've been successful with for 5 years and you got to pay to play.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's what has always attracted me to Daikin is, and bringing it back in is, when we look at development, we look at what the Daikin Comfort Pro program is and why I'm so excited to be in this position is we have always put the Daikin dealer first. Mm. And I love seeing that culture from the CODs to our Daikin owned distributors, to our independent distributors who really put the contractor, the dealer first to make sure they're taken care of. I always say from my past experience, you have a three-year lifespan with a distributor. Year one, they come in, you're their best friend. We see them every week. They bring you the donuts. They're signing you up on all the awards. Year two, they're taking it away. All of a sudden, you don't qualify for this rebate anymore. You can't get this warranty. You see them less and less. By year three, you're a number. You're lucky if they answer your call. And what Daikin had always done well for me as a dealer was they were always there. They didn't care. They knew that my business was important to them and we were going to go build that together. And I think that goes back to, as I said, 2% of contractors qualify to be a Daikin Comfort Pro and allows that selectivity to be there so a TSM can truly focus on their book of accounts. And therefore, they're giving an experience to a dealer that they're not used to having from just going to a regular supply house. And then once they earn that trust, now it's, hey, you've got my trust. When you show up, hey, Bill, how's it going? But they have a relationship with the CSRs. They have a relationship with my dispatcher or my warehouse manager. Then now it's like, hey, Roger, let's go talk about your warehouse real quick. Have you thought about being more efficient with your guys? Let's set up some bins and my distributor now can come in and we can fulfill your next day replenishment. How many 45 plus 5 capacitors did you use yesterday? Okay, let's make sure George, Ben, Bob, everybody has those refilled for the next day. They're building that relationship.
Right.
So as we go through development, those are the things I really want to start focusing on, is training up our group, working with you hand in hand, mm-hmm. and really trying to explore where we go within our TSM Academy and the HVAC Learning Campus, even this podcast, of hitting on those core principles of development and making sure a dealer goes through that and they have the experience when they leave. Whether they leave a DCP training summit or they're newly checking out Daikin and they leave a Be the Pro, they go, wow, they left me wanting more. And they believe not only they're not looking at me just moving boxes, they're looking at me to be successful within my marketplace. They get me.
You know, it's so interesting you bring that up, talking back about Doug Weideman. Anytime you stop him, more than likely, you could ask, hey, do you have a copy of the My Resume book on you? And he probably does.
Mm-hmm.
And that book is so dog-eared and it's highlighted and he's got sticky notes sticking out of it. I mean, he has just studied that. But what that book really focuses on is Daikin's philosophy of people-centered management.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about, you know, unlocking the infinite potential of every single human being, I think that's really what the difference is. When you think about being that Daikin brand dealer development management, developing people, unlocking the infinite potential of every single one of your contractors, that is a completely different philosophy than what so many other sales organizations mm-hmm. have out there, where it's just to move boxes and to put up numbers.
Correct.
You know, to your point, you talk about that first year, yeah, I can be nice, but if I'm looking to unlock the infinite potential and that's my main focus, that's a completely different focus. Now, you've been with me. We took over in the Daikin training summits and really started to build upon a legacy that had been set before both of us were here. But in the first year, we did the theme, Think and Act Like a CEO.
Correct.
Really trying to get contractors to go to a different mind space when they look at their business. Because so many people in our industry, they were really great service techs. They were really great installers. Maybe they were really great salespeople. Mm-hmm. But they've never ran a business before.
No.
They didn't go to school to run a business.
No.
And so it is a different mindset to think and act like a CEO. Then last year, we got in and we started to talk about expanding your market share with Daikin. And we just had, you know, the whole entire theme, but I mean, the key concept that came out of it would be human.
Yeah.
People want to do business with people. This is a people business.
Be authentic with it, you know, and that's something, you know, as we're working through, you know, we're talking about dealer needs assessment as we work on a separate project. You know, those are the things that just be real. One of my favorite comments I had from one of our top Daikin Comfort Pros, top 15 in the nation in sales for us this last year. I asked him to be involved with something. He said, Brian, I'm not technical. And that was music to my ears. Because in reality, the idea is you have guys to be technical. You have teams that you trust, that you have brought in, that have that experience. It's the most, in my opinion, and I may get myself in trouble with this comment, but it's the ones that are less technical that understand people. They get the idea of, I don't have all the answers and I need a team behind me to rally to be successful. And that's, I think that is just to me, that is just career 101 is understanding that having a network is the most powerful thing that you can have to build up you, build up your employees, any of that to help them. You know, that's the greatest thing. And to hear that and to recognize those weaknesses or those pain points, that's fine because that's what we're here for. We're here through the HVAC Learning Campus to offer the technical training. We're here to offer the business principles and get you going and offering. And then if you call me, I'll talk field service management systems all day. You know, and those are the things that if we can do and we can successfully instill to a dealer that you don't have to be this tech wizard, you don't have to be perfect. We're here with you. We're here to grow you. We're here to develop you to hit your goals, no matter if it's year one, year seven, year 15. Let's grow together and let's have fun with it. You know, that, and that's what I always say, have fun with it, because as you said, it was be human. And the biggest challenge that I love to say, no matter what it is, and I was in Washington, D.C. talking to a bunch of dealers about this back in October, is go out, find an inexpensive camera, and just go take pictures of your team while they're doing work, while they're installing that Daikin fit, while you're doing that rooftop VRV system, while they're just having a maintenance. And then print that off and put that in the office. You know how excited they get when they see their work being on display? Again, it's that human approach. Post that to Facebook instead of, hey, here's our $200 off special that we have going on. You know, post Randy installing a system or Cheryl's over here doing something good in the community. She's volunteering her time at the local food bank.
Absolutely.
It goes so much more. So those are the things that, though we have a very, very strong and generous loyalty program within the Daikin Comfort Pro program, those are the things that I'm excited to start pouring into is be human. As we look at our vendors, as we look at our training, as we look at our opportunities with our dealers, we're going to set those standards. We're going to be human about it. And then we're going just to be able to go and grow together.
So let's talk about 2025 and beyond into 2026. I talked about those training summits. Mm-hmm. We've got a training summit that'll be coming up in January. We're going to get more information out on that. We're thinking a concept of selling more with Daikin, and we got a lot of fun research and stuff going into that. So we hope to see a lot of our contractors there.
Yes.
What's new in the marketing memberships that you've put together?
Oh, man. So there's a lot. You know, obviously, stepping in this role has been a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to forget the things that we started previously and bringing on that team and being able to expand. So within the dealer memberships this year, we're keeping the same concept, obviously. Mm-hmm. Keep it simple, but we're going to more custom content. And I want that. I want a dealer to be able to, no pun intended, pick up a phone, record a video, and they're like, I just made my first video. Because it's kind of like what we talked about the DCP Summit this year is just try it.
Yeah.
See what you can do and be successful. You may be able to unlock something that is going to get you to have more experience or do something new. So we're going to go back and continue doing our selfie integrations. But what we're doing is we're scripting it. So therefore it talks about things and they're not actors, but we're going scripted to where it's hitting on key initiatives within our industry, high efficiency, inverter, heat pump. So therefore they're answering those questions, but they are positioning themselves as the subject matter expert within their market. Mm. So it's not me going on the camera and saying a blanket statement about humidity in Florida and then sending it to somebody in Montana. Doesn't work. We're going to allow them to talk to themselves. And then, as we mentioned a little bit earlier, we're going to take a select group of them in the VIP package to go to Bentonville, Arkansas, and we're going to go film with the Marses. And again, that's never really been done within the industry that I know of that is really going to allow them to talk on behalf of their organization, present themselves as a subject matter expert, but with Dave Mars asking them the questions and being involved in, and Jenny Mars is going to be there as well. So that will be a first in the membership, is having Jenny Mars involved. And we know she is the brains of the operation. She's great. She's amazing to be around and truly appreciative of the relationship that we have with the Marses. They're great people.
So you've also come in and you're relooking at all of the vendor strategies and what you're doing with vendors to help dealers succeed. Tell us a little bit about that.
You know, we have a great, great team with our vendor. Lynn Wright has done a phenomenal job with her sales enablement role with McNeil Hall. Mm-hmm. That team is so special to me, and truly what they have done to vet our vendors. And I don't mean that to sound as a negative, but we want to go through and make sure that the experience that a contractor is having with those vendors meets their business goals. Mm-hmm. And I would say that is something that's super powerful about Daikin, is all of our pro vendors are aligned with Daikin's initiatives. They understand that our goal is to inverterize North America through heat pump, period. Mm-hmm. That is our goal, right? And so, and especially around the side discharge methodology. So they're plugged into that. So that team is doing a great job in the support of the brand managers, the deal of development managers, going through and making sure that this vendor aligns with this principle. This vendor is strong with this, and how can we maximize? So we will be expanding that. We are looking at a couple other ones that are going to really help truly be a development, not just a print more paper or this and that type vendor.
So there's other ways dealers can learn more about Daikin. Mm-hmm. We have a couple of events every year, the Daikin Be the Pro. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that.
So Be the Pro is our recruitment event.
Yeah.
So for any of the dealers out there that may be exploring, looking at what it takes to become a Daikin Comfort Pro, wanting to expand into the fit line, really having access to that technology, that's what Be the Pro is. But what I would like to see Be the Pro become, and this is what I'm working towards, like, I attended my first Be the Pro, it's crazy to think about, back in 2015. It was called Be the Dealer.
Okay.
And now I'm the Dealer Development Manager.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's a really weird turn of events. But I want dealers, prospective dealers, to come to that event, experience the Daikin hospitality, meet Daikin executives that truly make this organization run, that have special places within my heart with how they have led me and mentored me. But also, when they leave that hotel and they get back on the bus, they leave with something, may not be physical, but it's something saying, you know what, that manufacturer didn't just talk to me about how I need to sell more boxes and I need to come on here and how they have the cheapest price. That manufacturer said they're going to develop me. And Ben Middleton got up on stage and he talked to me about, you know, all the progression, the great things HVAC learning campuses, and the product team explained how it's not just a product, it's a strategy, and how I can bake that into my business and be successful out the gate, and how I can put that in my price book, and therefore I'm leading in the market and it's not expensive and I'm showing value. And that's where I want them, when they leave, they say Daikin is wanting to develop me, not just partner with me.
I that's music to my ears coming from the training side. Absolutely. But, and so I think about it, you know, we've got the foundational training that we've put together. And so we've got worry-free comfort. We've got customer service performer. We've got selling at the kitchen table, business strategies, marketplace pricing. And so that's kind of sets your foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next level for the dealers is profit on purpose. Next level of profit. There's a lot of things about making profit because that's good for business. You can reinvest.
Right. I mean, if it's not making revenue, let's be honest, we need to do it.
Right. Absolutely. And then from there, you've got the marketing summit where we can really look at how do I, you know, change my marketing strategy, my branding strategy, and work with my peers to come up with the best strategy in my marketplace. The business planning boot camp, which we just came back from doing. And so all of these great opportunities to learn. And then we talked about the marketing training summit kind of at the top of that. But then after a dealer's kind of gone through that roadmap, that journey, and they've brought their people through that journey and they're doing well, you also have some aspirational for the top level dealers. You take them somewhere nice every year, don't you? Where are you guys going this year?
So I'm thinking you're alluding to the incentive trip.
Yeah.
So the incentive trip is a great way for us to award the top 50 Dyke and Comfort Pros within our network. And it's special to me because I got to attend one as a dealer back in 2022. Mm-hmm. And we went to Punta Mita, Mexico. And again, from selling Dyken for so long, being involved in the culture, already have loving it, it kind of solidified the idea of this organization doesn't just care about moving boxes. Though that is our goal and that is ultimately why we're in business, they truly understand me as a human being. Mm. And again, it goes back to that human nature that we just talked about. So what we're taking them this year is we're going to Ireland. Now, I'm going to butcher the names, so I'm not going to try to say the names of the cities, but it is going to be a great opportunity for our dealers to explore some of the just the beautiful landscapes. The beauty of what Ireland offers is phenomenal. I got to see some of the experiences, some of the, excursions that they get to go on. I'm pretty jealous. So the Cliffs of Moher, they get to go golf. They potentially could go golfing where they're going to host the Ryder Cup in a couple years over in Ireland. I'm not a big golfer, but I love golf. So I'm a little jealous right now. The Houston PGA Tour is here in Houston at the Memorial City Golf Course. You know, so it's the experiences that they get to have over there. And the trips are not just a vacation. Hmm. What I love about it is our events team is so intentional about what we want those dealers to experience. You know, when I went, it was talking about, you know, gateway to technology, gateway to loyalty, really bringing us all together of thank you. Mm. And for an organization as big as we are, for our top executives to take a week out of their busy schedules to go to a remote place, to spend time with our dealers, to pour into them and say thank you, again, Dyken hospitality, Dyken culture, that goes a long way. But what better way to inspire a dealer to unlock their infinite potential than having the opportunity to talk to key executives within our organization?
Yeah, and you can't dismiss in any of those activities. I always say this, there's great content, there's great information, we have fun, but the networking is so invaluable. I think, you know, back from your days of being a dealer, you built some really strong relationships mm-hmm. with dealers that were even crossing over in your market. And you still have strong relationships with those dealers.
I do.
They still call you up and say, hey, Brian, I want to bounce this idea off of you. And I think back to even my time as a territory sales manager, I still have dealers that call me mm-hmm. and say, hey, Ben, how do you think I should handle this? And that goes back to it's more than just being the price guy, the donut guy, the flyer guy.
Correct.
It's all about those relationships and everything that we build.
Yep.
So.
Well, and that's, and I want to speak to that real quick because that's one thing I love talking about at Be the Pro when I'm talking about the network of the Dyken mm-hmm. Comfort Pro program. Some of my best friends, not even just in this industry, are former or current Dyken Comfort Pros. Mm-hmm. I mean, former as they moved on to different things in their careers. Yeah. But I look at them, and as I said, my wife was diagnosed with stage 4 breast mm-hmm. cancer in 2020. One of my best friends, he's a Dyken Comfort Pro in Orlando. He's going through almost that same exact battle. And he's calling me and we're having those conversations. We can talk a little bit about business, but there's that human relationship. Mm-hmm. Again, we keep coming back to human, you know? Yeah. And it's that we all have a common goal, but this network between the Dyken Comfort Pro program is so much more of that. Those DCPs that are going to Ireland have probably known each other for a few years, mm-hmm. if not longer. They could be from Oregon, they could be from Virginia, Maryland, and they still talk because they want to know how they grow their business. Again, it goes back to development. What is a better way to develop than with your peers? I remember as a dealer, we had a contractor. He was up on the beach side. So we were just maybe 20 miles away from him. And anytime I needed something, hey, John, do you have a CTK04? Hey, John, do you have a DV33 PTCC? Do you have this air handler that I need? Yeah. I need it. I can't get it. It's out of stock. Yeah, man, come get it. You don't need it? No, man, I ordered 3 of them last week. Don't worry about it. I'll get it back. okay, I'll send you some leads. You know, like it just was that camaraderie that I never felt with another brand. You know, you look at, you know, the landscape of manufacturers, and there's a slide I use within Be the Pro, and it's like you have all the manufacturers just popping up, and you can go down and you look out the street, and then everybody is a so and so.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, what's special about that? Because they all have the same TSM. They have the same salesperson come in and say, hey, can we got to hit your goals. We got to make more money. We got to do this. We got to do that. There's no true development when you have that type of relationship. And so that network, thank you for bringing that up, because it is so powerful within this program, that go out, ask questions. You saw me present this at DCP Summit. I brought up Ted Lasso about always be curious. You know, there's that funny Alec Baldwin movie that's always be closing. But in this industry, it's always be curious. Because you don't know when you're at one of your trainings, or you're at your distributor's dealer meeting, or you're just at Starbucks. You don't know what you can learn from that business professional next to you.
Absolutely.
So that's where this role is a privilege to be in, because now I can take everything that I'm hearing and hopefully pour it back into our dealers.
Brian, I appreciate this time, and I know that we'll have you back on the show many more times in the future. Do you have any last words of wisdom that you want to share for all of the DCPs or those that maybe are aspiring to be a DCP in the near future?
I think it's more the inspiring DCPs, the ones who want to become so aspiring, you know, is look at this program from a rookie smart philosophy. It is something new for you to put in your business. As you know, I live close to in Orlando, Florida. So my wife, she's currently at Disney right now, went to Disney on Wednesday, and we will probably be at Disney on Saturday, but we go to Disney a lot. And I look at the Walt Disney Company as I love Bob Iger. As him as a CEO, I've learned a lot just in his principles, read his book, love his book, Ride of a Lifetime. But one of his quotes, and I love opening with this, is the riskiest thing we can do is not challenge the status quo. And within our industry, when we look at all the changes we have gone through, from regulatory changes, the SEER 2, R32, A2Ls, can't hire, COVID, price increases, now potentially everything else that's going in with the climate, how as a business owner are you going to succeed if you don't challenge the status quo? If you try to maintain what you are doing currently by selling just 14 SEER single stage equipment, you're going to be left behind. So my challenge for anybody aspiring to be a Daikin Comfort Pro or within the Daikin Comfort Pro is go challenge that. Go look at your business and see where can I plug in something new that is not going to, not only is going to better my life, but also my techs, my comfort advisors, my CSRs, my people. That's what I would like to end with.
All right. Well, thank you so much. We love having you here. For all of you that are out there, if you liked this episode, hit that like button. Also, please make sure you follow us so that you can be informed of all of our upcoming episodes that we have. Brian, thank you so much.
Always been.
And until next time.